listening to the Bronco Report Podcast, featuring the latest news and opinions on Boise State athletics. Brought to you by the Idaho Press Tribune. Keep it here at BlueTurfSports.com for up-to-the-minute coverage of the Boise State Broncos. Now, here's Boise State beat writer B.J. Raines for another edition of the Bronco Report.
Greetings, Boise State fans, back here on the Bronco Report podcast. Just a couple of days away from the Summer Classic, the Boise State football team trading in the footballs for the softballs. They'll play a little softball on Thursday night, July 20th, coming up in just a couple days. It's over at Hawks Memorial Stadium. Only $5 for tickets. That's right, $5. The money goes to charity. Home Run Derby at 6 o'clock. The game is at 7 o'clock. It would be cool to see a big crowd out there, watch the players kind of in outside their element, in a little different environment than they're used to. And I'll tell you what, if you need an extra reason to come, I am going to be one of the umpires. That's right. Myself and a couple of the other media members, we are going to be umpiring this fine affair on Thursday at Hawks Memorial Stadium. So come on out, support us, watch us miss some calls. The players are going to sign autographs after the game. I don't think anybody will want our autograph, but who knows? Should be a lot of fun, though. Again, Thursday. We'll be talking about it all week here, but Thursday, the game will get going at 6 o'clock at Hawks Memorial Stadium with the Home Run Derby. The game will follow around 7 o'clock for the Boise State football team. August 1st, just around the corner, a week and a half away or whatever it is, the start of fall camp. The Broncos will go to Mountain West Media Days. Brett Rippon, David Moa, Brian Harsin on Monday the 24th. Media Days are the 25th and 26th. Should be a lot of fun because the season is basically here right now for the Boise State football team. So we've been catching up with some players as the Broncos get set for this softball game. We had a chance last week at practice to talk to a couple players one-on-one. And my latest interview is with Keikoa Nawahini. He was a freshman last year, came off his mission. The Broncos weren't really sure what to expect. But by the end of the season, Keikoa started the Cactus Bowl. Shows just how quickly he impressed the coaches. And he's in line to be one of the starting safeties this season for the Broncos. So if you don't know much about Keikoa Nawahini, you're going to know plenty this year. Number 10 on the defense, back at safety, and again, right now, slated to start at safety now that the Broncos have seen Chancellor James and a couple other players move on away from the program. So without any further ado, here is my conversation with the Boise State sophomore safety, Keikoa Nawahini.
Well, for you, you know, what's kind of the feeling like? I assume it's just 180 degrees from this feeling right now to a year ago this time for you coming in with the experience you gained last year.
Yeah, it's been pretty great. I mean, just like you said, it has been a 180-degree turn, but this has kind of been where my mindset's been at the whole time, and so that's kind of still where I'm working at, and I'm just grateful to be here, really.
I mean, coming in with trying to work the rust off last year and stuff, I mean, having that full year under your belt, what was the biggest adjustment, I guess? What was the toughest thing maybe about coming back after being gone for so long from the game?
I think just the mental adjustment was the hardest part, just getting my mind back into football mode, I guess, after being off for 2 years. That was definitely the biggest part, and I just tried to take it day by day and see where it went from there.
I'm sure you had, you know, high goals for yourself, but could you imagine coming in and by the end of the season starting in the bowl game? I mean, being gone for that long, being a freshman, I mean, I assume that was probably more than you really, if you thought about it, you know, logically could have asked for in your first year, right?
Yeah, I mean, that is what my goal was. That's the goal that I had set out for coming back into it, and that's the way I wanted to work every day and control what I can control. And at the end of the day, if I could control me starting, I can't really. That's up to the coaches, but I can control how hard I work towards those goals I set, and, you know, it worked out for me in the end.
How were you able to do that? How were you able to get yourself from a guy that no one really knew if you'd contribute to be starting by the bowl game?
I mean, I don't know if there's really like a crazy answer that nobody's heard. You know, it's just working hard day by day and being confident in your abilities and knowing that when you go out there, you're out there to make plays and to catch people's attention.
How much fun was it for you last year to get in there and get a chance to play?
It was fun. I loved it. Yeah, it was great. It was amazing.
I mean, this year, I mean, how much better do you think you'll be? How much more confident, comfortable are you kind of going into fall camp this year compared to last year?
I can't wait for this year. I think this year will be pretty big for the whole team, obviously, but I'm just excited to be able to play. I mean, I love football. I love playing. I'm a lot more comfortable, and so I'm excited to see where things go.
You mentioned the mental side. Maybe that's it, but what do you think the biggest difference will be for you going into year two here? biggest thing that'll help you maybe, or that you think will make things a little better for you?
I think, yeah, just experience. You know, seeing what offenses like to do, seeing how our defense works, and the people that are around me, and playing with other great athletes, you know, just working together. I think that'll be just the biggest difference, is the experience and the mental side of it.
I mean, you guys lost some key guys. You know, Chance James is getting a chance, you know, in the NFL, and some other guys, you know, Moxie down there with the Bucks. I mean, for the secondary, a lot of young guys here. Tyler's kind of the old vet, and he's only a junior. I mean, now what's kind of feeling like for you guys in the secondary to try to have some young guys who are going to get a chance to really step up this year?
I think we got a lot of guys that are hungry, that are willing to prove themselves and to show that, though we're young, we want to come out and make plays and be a secondary that flies around, that gets turnovers and just has fun.
You guys have pretty good chemistry. I mean, whether it be Reed or DeAndre, I mean, a lot of you guys have got a chance to play some as freshmen. You come back as sophomores. I mean, what is kind of the camaraderie like, I guess, among you guys? Because you're all kind of in a similar spot and could really, for a couple of years here, kind of, you know, own the secondary together.
Yeah, like I was saying, like, it's just kind of a hungry mentality that kind of holds us together, and knowing that we got a lot to prove still. We haven't done much ourselves yet, and we still got a lot that we can do and show, and just have fun and enjoy it and be grateful for the opportunity.
Do you think some guys are kind of like, hey, you know, it's nothing against the guys that left, but we're pretty good too? I mean, the fact that a lot of you guys finally are going to get a chance at significant playing time, I mean, is that exciting for you guys? Are you guys motivated to kind of show what you guys can do?
Yeah, I mean, I can only speak for myself, but I mean, I'm excited to show. I mean, we've had great players come through BSU, as you know, and excited to work and to show that we deserve to be up there as well.
Defense as a whole, I mean, how you guys feeling coming, getting ready for camp here, and obviously some key losses pretty much at every position. How do you guys as a whole feel about this defense going into camp?
I think we feel really good. I mean, obviously, like you said, there's a lot of things that we got to work on and continue and improve on each day, but there's a lot of good things that are happening as well, and I think it'll be a good year.
Give me one name or two names. Fans maybe don't know about this guy yet, hasn't played much, or maybe hasn't gotten his shot, but by middle of the season, fans are going to be, and we're going to be writing about him and talking about him. Who's a guy or two that maybe you expect to really kind of step forward this year?
I think Dez Williams will step up a lot this year. He redshirted last year, so obviously not a lot of people know about him.
Do you think there's a lot of guys like, you know, even yourself, you played some, but I mean, do you feel like there's a lot of guys that are finally getting that chance, and there could be a lot of guys like that kind of, once they get their chance, are going to be able to really kind of step forward and become kind of a household name this year?
Yeah, I do. I think it's kind of, for me, myself at least, it's getting back to the mentality of playing with a chip on your shoulder and knowing that you have a lot to prove, but staying humble and hungry and excited to approach each day with that attitude.
And there's a lot of guys probably that feel the same way. I mean, is it fun? Is it making more competitive in practice and summer practices and stuff, that you're all kind of in the same boat? There's really no set starters at a lot of these spots?
Yeah, it definitely is. It's a lot more competitive, a lot more fun, and we're pushing each other to be our best, and that's how it should be.
Well, final thing, we got the softball game coming up in a few days. What's kind of your level of experience or confidence going in here, swinging a bat and playing out in the field?
I stopped playing baseball in eighth grade, but I like to consider myself an athlete, so I mean, I think it should be pretty fun. We'll see how it goes.
I know the money goes to charity and stuff, but is it fun to get the fans out here and just have fun with the guys, but for good cause also too? I mean, it's kind of a fun night.
Oh yeah, it's great that we can do something like this, have it for a good cause, for charity, and have fun together, and fans can come out, and you see a lot of football players playing something that they're not comfortable, and it's just fun to have a good time.
And I know the offense, you know, they won pretty easily last year. They're talking a little more trash again this year. What do you think of the squads here, that, you know, in terms, you think the defense has a shot to win this thing?
Oh yeah, I mean, last year was last year, this year is this year. We got a new team, we got some playmakers out here now, you know, so I think the offense will be surprised.
Well, hey, man, I'm sure we'll be talking to you as the season goes on, but best of luck to you, and only a couple weeks, man, time to get this thing going. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, appreciate it.
Well, again, the game is Thursday night, 6 o'clock here in Boise. 6 o'clock, the Home Run Derby. 7 o'clock, the game. That's Thursday night, Hawks Memorial Stadium. Tickets only $5, so I don't know what folks are waiting for. $5 for tickets. Go get them. Should be a lot of fun. Hey, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Just search Bronco Report Podcast on iTunes. Bronco Report Podcast. Maybe it's just Bronco Report, but you'll be able to find it. Subscribe on iTunes and get these podcasts delivered to your inbox. Going to try to make them a little more regular here. So appreciate you for checking it out. Keep it here at BlueTurfSports.com for the latest Boise State coverage. There's actually a link for the podcast to subscribe on iTunes at BlueTurfSports.com as well. But appreciate it. I'm BJ Raines, and we'll be back with more Boise State coverage shortly here at BlueTurfSports.com.